Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Lampley, along with Danny Wilson, and what a game we have for you today. The Jacksonville Jaguars play host to the New York Jets. And Danny, the Jaguars come into this game as big favorites, but will they live up to the hype?
Well, they are big favorites, Jim, no doubt about that. 9.5 points, to be exact. Now, what that means is, if a person bet the Jaguars on a parlay with, let's say, Cincinnati, who, as we know, won earlier today, that would pay that person 13-5. So, if a person had bet, let's say, $127,000, that would pay off $457,200. That would cover any bad wagers that that person would have made in the past. Why, it's like wiping the slate clean, Jim. That person would be even for the first time in his life.
Well, there's no question the Jaguars are a powerhouse offense, but let's be honest. This football team is only as good as its quarterback, Mark Brunell.
No doubt about that, Jim. When Brunell is healthy, the Jags are unbeaten and furthermore have covered the spread each and every time. Now, without Brunell, they have eaten it and eaten it hard. So with a healthy Brunell out there today, that parlay looks to be money in the bank.
But is he healthy? That has to be the big question mark here today.
Well, I have to disagree with you there, Jim. I have heard absolutely no one question this young quarterback's health.
Well, Danny, I ran into him at the hotel this morning, and to me, he looked pale. He complained of stomach pains and nausea. He had, in a nutshell, flu-like symptoms.
Are you kidding? Brunell's looking great out there. He will easily cover the spread. Easily. Very easily. Flu. What are you, a doctor? What are you, suddenly Dr. Jim Lampley?
Certainly, I'm not a physician. You're right about that. I'm just a sports broadcaster who has just gotten over a bout of the Hong Kong flu. And when I saw Brunell this morning, he displayed the very same symptoms. Well, the kickoff sails through the end zone. And so Mark Brunell and the Jaguars will set it up at the 20-yard line. And as we get underway, let's take a look at the defense of the Jets, that outside linebacker.
What symptoms? What symptoms?
Well, when I first came down with the Hong Kong flu, Danny, I had nausea, stomach cramps, and chills.
Chills? Chills? Well, that's interesting, Jim, because earlier in your story about Mark Brunell in the hotel, he didn't have chills, did he?
No, he didn't. But we'll soon see how Brunell is feeling as he lines up for the snap. Brunell falls back, fakes a handoff. He's got some time. Going deep to a wide-open Jimmy Smith. And touchdown! Mark Brunell, on the first play of the game, finds Jimmy Smith with an 80-yard touchdown strike.
Yes, and the Jaguars are ahead 6-0 in the first minute of the game. Well, how about that? Mark Brunell looking a little sickly out there, isn't he, Jim? Hey, Jim, when you had your Hong Kong flu there, was one of your symptoms throwing an 80-yard touchdown strike?
No, I can't say that it was, Danny, but let's check in now with Lynn Swan over on the sideline. Swanee, what's the feeling now on that Jacksonville bench?
Well, naturally, they're elated. Their game plan was to strike early and demoralize the Jets, and so far, that's exactly what they've done. Mark Brunell told me he's feeling great. His throwing arm feels stronger than ever. His only complaint is he feels it's a little cold in the stadium.
Cold? What do you mean cold, Swanee? It's 92 degrees out.
Still in awe, Brunell feels the stadium is a little chilly for his liking.
Because, Swanee, he almost certainly has the Hong Kong flu.
All right, let's drop the Hong Kong flu thing, huh? Now, Mark Brunell is going to win this game, fellas, and I'll tell you why. Because he is a world-class quarterback.
Well, I'll tell you, Danny, he's certainly a world-class young man. And at halftime, we'll have an up-close and personal profile of Mark Brunell. You know, I had the pleasure of doing the report this week, and I can tell you, he's not just a great football player, but a first-class human being.
You did the report?
Yeah, I did. I spent the entire week with Brunell. He even took me over to his home. And the work this young man does for his community is truly inspiring.
Hey, Lampley, let me ask you a question. When you did this profile on Mark Brunell, when you went over to his house and you were with his family and you did your up-close and personal profile, did you happen to have the Hong Kong flu?
Ugh, the worst case ever. Terrible. And we'll be back after these messages.